Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On a recent visit to Armenia, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton commended the country for continuing to work to strengthen its democratic institutions to promote transparency, advance the rights of a free press, root out corruption, respect universal rights and freedoms. Civil society plays a critical role in securing fundamental freedoms and rights. That's why Secretary Clinton, along with the British Embassy, the OSCE, the EU, and Counterpart International, honored Armenian civil rights activists, government officials, and media representatives for their work to promote human rights, accountable government, and free speech. Artur Sakuns received the Freedom Defender Award for defending all minorities, especially those that are the target of intolerance, such as ethnic, religious, and sexual minorities. The Woman of Courage Award went to Tsovenar Nazarian for her military reform efforts to bring about a more modern, effective, and humane force for Armenia. Deputy Chief of Police, Major General Artur Osikian, was recognized for his contributions to police reform, laying the foundation for a transparent and accountable police force that works for the citizens of Armenia. The award for media excellence went to the editors of Express.am, Sonia Aprasova, Yuri Manvelian, and Armen Melikpakian, for their fair and balanced coverage and commitment to human rights reporting. Such journalism plays an important part in advancing democratization in Armenia. Finally, several environmental activists, Apres Sorabian, Yegia Nerezian, Gor Hakobian, Mary Kachatrian, and Ruzana Grigorian, were honored for their grassroots campaign to promote environmental conservation in Armenia. These men and women, said Secretary Clinton, demonstrate that change begins with a group of courageous activists who fight to stop environmental degradation so Armenians can live healthier lives, begins with journalists who raise awareness about human rights violations, and the dedicated public servant who pushes the police to reform. The United States will stand with those who defend the rights of men and women, who work toward a future where every person can live up to his or her God-given potential and for democracy that holds such great promise for Armenia's future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.